Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it, Asbury Park style. Another wonderful Thursday. There's something about Thursdays for me that I really enjoy. I think it's because it's the day before Friday. Friday. I always loved Fridays because that's the start of the weekend and always, you know, playtime. So, you know, girls just want to have fun anyway, so that's what I'm all about. And that's what my show is about, really, to just sit back and introduce you to some wonderful people, some wonderful, talented artists, and enjoy. So, I'm going to introduce now my very special guest for this evening. She is a singer, songwriter, guitarist. She is also, she's made videos, and she's done recordings, and she's been on other radio shows, and someone just came on, and they missed the very beginning introduction, but it was a good one. Anyway, without further ado, here we go with Taylor Toth, the talented, beautiful Taylor Toth. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Nancy.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm terrific. I'm very good. I'm happy to have you on the show. I'm most excited
about
you.
I'm so happy you invited me on.
Yeah. Well, you know, I heard you perform a long time ago at the Stone Pony, and I knew right away, I said, now this girl really has something special. She's really got a special talent. And that's the way it happens. I put that in the promo. That's the way it happens for me, because for the first 3 years of my, even just really the first 2 years of my radio career, I went out a lot. And I listened to everyone, you know, and then I would go to all of the big events and just listen to everyone, you know, especially my interest was in people like you, was in singer-songwriters, because that's what I am, a singer-songwriter and a guitar player.
Yeah.
So, I asked you even a long time, even last year I saw you again. I said, you want to come on the show? So finally, here we are, Taylor. So I have one question, and that is, and we'll get that passed, and then you can tell us all about your music adventures and your career. Who influenced you the most while you were growing up, and why?
So growing up, I mean, I don't think anyone specifically influenced me to do music. I think that was something I kind of wanted to do on its own. Like, I was just surrounded by so much music that I just loved so much, and I think that music itself is really what inspired me to do it. But when I was growing up, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, all those people were really at the peak of their careers, and I would listen to them all the time, dance to their songs, put on performances for my parents to their songs. So I think then that's really who I was into. And they really, I guess helped me maybe develop in a way, because they were really the ones who got me like really performing in front of people, or in that case, my parents or my family.
Right. Well, they were the cream of the crop as well, and very, very, very talented people. So, I mean, I loved all of the bands that you mentioned and all of the talent that you mentioned. So, that's what we do. Excuse me. That's what we do as musicians. I was still, by the way, if I do have a little clearing of the throat, it's the first time in like 4 years, because it's the first time in way over probably 20 years that I got sick this year, like a lot of people have gotten sick, and I'm kind of over it. I'm getting over it now, but it's kind of lingering a little bit, and it was just that whole whatever virus. But anyway, getting back to your singing and performing for your family and for your friends, when did you realize that you were a songwriter? I mean, did you do poetry first or prose or anything like that, or did you just start writing songs?
You know what? That's actually a good question. When I realized when I was a songwriter, I don't know. I guess when I was younger, I had always assumed that singers wrote their songs, which I know now is not always true. But I think when I was younger, that was just something that was in my mind that, okay, if you're going to sing songs, you have to write them. So I think I just started writing songs probably when I was about like eight or nine, I started writing songs, and then me and my two best friends they weren't very good, but they, I guess for a 9-year-old, they were good. But my two best friends and I actually, we're still best friends to this day, but we were in a singing group together, and we would write songs about my best friend's brother and the boys in our class and all that, and we would actually put on concerts during recess. That was
cute.
Fun, and that lasted a little while. Yeah. That was like fourth grade to sixth grade, that kind of lasted, and then I guess we all went on to our solo careers.
You're bringing me back. You're bringing me back. This is why I love my show, too, because I get to talk to so many really young artists. And when you tell me your stories, I have similar stories of my own. And I went to parochial school in Asbury Park, and they had a choir. It was, like I said, that parochial school, a Catholic school. And I had a voice. You know, my mother was a singer, and I became a singer. And so I was in the choir. And then we would have these shows. Like once a year, we would have a talent show. Oh, I have a funny
story,
but I'm not going to get into it. But anyway, so, that's how it starts, you know? And then, in fact, when I was an adult and had a daughter, my daughter, Nina, used to, and she did not become an entertainer, and I'm a little surprised. She's so talented in so many areas. But I had this tape recorder, and so when I wasn't using it, she would take it, and I would hear her, and she would go, "And now, everyone, I want to introduce you to the best singer in the whole wide world, my mother, Nancy Kuku." Like, it was so funny, and it wasn't funny, it was adorable. But did you go out as a solo performer, or as a solo performer first and then get into a band, or how did that all happen? The band.
So, I always knew, like, from the beginning that I was a singer and a performer. Any, like, performing aspect, too, I was always, I did cheerleading, I did acting, I did dancing, I was a competitive dancer for a while.
Great.
Yeah, I was a performer all around, but singing and songwriting was something that definitely stuck with me. So I was just going out as much as I could growing up. I would, it's funny, my cousins and I, when we would go to a restaurant and they had music playing, my cousins would say, "Oh my God, like, can Taylor sing? Like, she's so good. You have to let her sing. You have to let her sing." So after like really begging them, they would finally let me come up and sing. And that's what I would do. I was probably like 12 years old or something like that, or like 14. And then I started to go to vocal lessons with Jody Joseph, and she would invite me out. Yeah, she would invite me out to her shows and her gigs. She would do that with a couple of students, and we were able to perform our own songs, and kind of it was a really good way of getting us to practice being in front of people, which I thought was really, really awesome of her. And then, yeah, I started to go to open mics as Taylor Tote, and that's what I was doing. And then I did join a band when I was, I think I was 16 or 17. I might have been 17 when I joined that band. It was called Aardvark Smile. And I played with them for about 2 years, I would say. And I was actually, I was a year or two older than them. So when I went to college, when I graduated high school, I knew that what I wanted to do was kind of stay local and focus on my music rather than going away to school right away. I did go to Brookdale, but I just felt like I needed to be where I was. But when it came time for them to go to college, they all knew that they wanted to go away to college. And I also knew for myself that I wanted to be Taylor Tote, and I didn't want to be anything other than Taylor Tote. So when that time came, we broke off, and I actually still, Anthony is still my drummer. He was the drummer in Aardvark Smile as well, so he's still my drummer, actually.
Oh, cool.
But I got a whole new great band as a Taylor Tote band. They're all amazing guys, Nick, Anthony, Aaron, Rob, Tom. It's a ton of fun, and I really love them all. So
and how long,
that's kind of where I'm at right now.
How long have you been together now?
The Taylor Tote band has been together. How long have we been together? Going on 3 years, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, going
great.
On 3 years.
I yeah. That's great. Oh, I want to say something about Jody Joseph to Bon Jovi is that I don't really know her personally. I have a photograph of her and me that I took at least 4 years ago, probably. So we've been talking about, about having her on the show. And we were actually supposed to all go. I was chosen and asked to go to Germany with the Southside Johnny and a bunch of other bands, Vinnie Lopez. Dog Whistle and all of that, and also Slim Chance and the Gamblers. So we were all going to go over there and perform, as well as I was going to do my radio show there and interview people in Germany as well. But it's still there. It's not. It was kind of put on the back. It's kind of on the back burner, but it's still in the work. So I'm very excited about doing something like that. But I've got to actually get in touch with Jody Joseph and get her scheduled because she's long overdue as a female to be on my show. I actually have so many males because I think the males outnumber the females in the music business, you know? I don't think it. I know it just from being out there. So I really need to speak with her. But that was very nice.
Yeah, she would be great.
To mentor people is, really what it's all about. And I mentored some people into the radio business, which has really been very fun for me to do because I love it so much. All right, so here we go. I am, thrilled beyond when I heard, and your mother, who is such the fabulous, fabulous promoter, your mom, Tara.
Oh, absolutely. She's good at it.
And she must be in PR. That must be her career. But anyway, I'll tell you, she told me, she just, of course, loved you to pieces, which I have two daughters, so I'm very familiar with the feeling, and I have four granddaughters.
Yeah.
But she told me, about you're going to NAMM, and then you sent me the bio, and I was so excited for you because I went to NAMM myself about 20 years ago, and I think I put that down in the promo, and it is the largest, music convention, a merchants convention in the world. I mean, people come, when you go, you're going to be blown away at the size, the sheer size of it.
Well, yeah, we went,
no, go ahead.
Last year.
We
went last year, yeah, and it was amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Then when I went, the featured artist, and this is 20 years ago, the featured artist was Stevie Wonder. And I had backstage, I could have gone backstage and met him. However, the girlfriend that I took with me, her back started bothering her after we were walking for about 2 hours. And I, being a musician, and she was a musician as well, we were so interested in meeting people from all over the world and looking at all the new instruments. And I remember that we looked at this fabulous small little baby accordion that was so gorgeous that was manufactured in Italy. And anyway, it's over. And then there was a fellow right outside before you even went into the convention center, and he was playing a dulcimer, a stand-up. It looked like a huge double-sized steel guitar, but it was one of those dulcimers that he had these things that looked like feathers or something, but they were really long and had a little tip on them, and he would use that to play with. And the sound, I have a CD, I bought a CD because it was such unusual music. But anyway, I'm so excited for you to go and play there. It's such,
I know, yeah,
really,
me
such
too.
A great opportunity. Are you taking a million CDs with you, I hope? Yeah, that's great.
Oh,
do you also sell merchandise? Do you sell merchandise as well?
I don't believe we can sell merchandise.
Oh, okay. But can you sell CDs outside?
I'm not sure if you can. That's something I haven't crossed that bridge yet, unless my mom knows, because my mom always knows better than I do.
She handles that. That's why am I asking you these questions? You just have to worry about performing. And that you do very well, as a matter of fact. The last time I saw you, I really decided I wanted you on the show, because I said, she's really grown and she's really come a long way and so dedicated, and the passion, you can just tell it so, and you're a great performer. So, and I really like your music. So, terrific. I love it. I love it, especially Well, I was a troubadour, so I didn't like go in that avenue, but I've been offered 3 different contracts for my music. So that's, you know, that I love.
Oh, yeah,
I love to be
great.
Able to say that. And you know, my life isn't over yet. I just had 2 songs put on different compilation CDs that are being promoted all over the world, and my music's being played, you know, on radio stations all over. And so it's really fun. But you know what? From my first interview, which was 4 years ago, on a Jerry Reynolds show in New York City, I knew it. I knew I wanted to do radio, and that's what happened. And within like 8 months, I had my own radio show. So it was great.
That's amazing. Good for you, yeah.
Yeah, I was asked to join Hamilton Radio, and they're the number one internet. Well, they're the one. They're above even the national radio stations. If you Googled, you know, radio stations in the state of New Jersey, Hamilton Radio would come up as the number one. So there, Gene Pirro, I'm giving you a big plug. I was with them 2.5 years, but I had to drive to Trenton. So now I'm in my home right now. I have actually my pajama bottoms on for anybody that's interested. Anyway, oh, that's funny. I think it's so funny. It's just that I guess that's the price of success. When you can get to a point where you can do your radio show from your own home, it's really phenomenal. It's great. I paid my dues. I paid my dues with music radio. So, and I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled to have you on and to have people like you ask me to come on my show. I have about 100 people waiting. So let's get back to you again. So you're leaving. When are you leaving for L.A.?
We are leaving January 18th, so I believe that's Wednesday. And we'll be there through the weekend.
All right. And you're performing when, Saturday night?
No, we're actually performing Thursday night at Hilton at 10 p.m. Yep.
Okay. That's a good time.
Very
good time slot. Very good time slot.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
My photographer, Kaz, is coming. And then we also have our friend who we met. We met her, I think, in Cape May, maybe like 2 or 3 years ago. And she actually does video. And she's actually going to come
great.
Out with us, too, and document it. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Oh,
so anyone
great.
Who's interested
yeah.
in seeing what we do while we're there can, you know, see and watch after.
Right. Is she going to be video broadcasting live, or is she going to do the video put it on iTunes?
It's not going to be live, but she's going to kind of just document everything that we do while we're there. And she's going to put it together, and then it'll be up on YouTube or something like that.
Okay. What's your time slot? How long are you going to be performing? What's your time slot? Do you have it half an hour, an hour?
It's 10 to 10:40, so 40 minutes.
Great. That's good. That's excellent. Excellent. Yeah. You can get a lot of songs in 40 minutes. That's how long my show is now. My show was an hour before when I went into the studio, and I kind of do miss that the face-to-face, but I don't know, driving like in the snow, it's the weather in New Jersey is not really geared toward people traveling to do, even though people do it. I couldn't believe the amount of people like that showed up for Bar A. I thought it would be empty for a big man's birthday bash, but people showed up in that snowstorm, that incredible snowstorm. But no, after 2.5 years, and I had a lot of performers from New York that lived in New York that wanted to be on the show. I'm finally getting my friend Johnny Pye on. He's going to be on the 26th.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Pisano.
Oh, awesome.
With the bass player with Willie Nile. Johnny Pye. How high? He's the highest bass player jumper in the world, and he's an actor as well. But he's been my friend now for over 4 years. Willie Nile,
great.
Of course, been on the show. But, I was asked to interview E Street band members and did that, and they even came to the studio. It was great. So, I just love doing this. I really do. Now, tell me about, you have siblings? Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have two younger sisters, Amanda and Ashley.
Okay. You're a really good influence for them, to show them, like, what it's all about as far as your get up and go and commitment. Because I have to say, I was lazy.
Yeah.
I didn't want to commit. Like you, I know what you have to do. I mean, I grew up under my brother, Billy Ryan, guitar man, who's second on the monument in Asbury Park now. I saw what, and of course, Bruce Springsteen, knowing what commitment it took for him to get where he is. I mean, that is like anybody that gets to where he is, you know, any of those big those bands, those iconic bands, those artists have to be 100% committed, if that's possible, to what they're doing, or else there's no way that they'll ever get where they got. So I admire that, Taylor. I really admire you for that. It's a big
task
that you have. Yeah, it's a big task, showing up and suiting up no matter what, you know, no matter how you feel. You just have to get up there, and the show must go on no matter what. You've got to put on that smile and get up there and give it your best. Well, you know, not a lot of people can do that. That's a special talent, an entertainer. And it's not an easy one, is it?
It's not an easy one, but it's definitely fun.
Oh, yes. Oh, once you hit the stage, of course. I mean, it's a high like no other. I mean, that's, I don't know if that's the right word to use, but it's the word I use because that's the way, I'm a 60s generation girl, so I know like what it feels like. And I've sang with some of the some great musicians. I mean, just, and played with. So, I mean, John Harrington. Hello, John. You must come on. John, unfortunately, had to cancel his show with me. John Harrington, his lead guitarist was Steely Dan. He's a great, he came into the studio with me and recorded 6 of my songs with me. And, you know, I know what kind of dedication it takes. And these artists are not only, you know, like playing out in order to survive, like they really, even when they make it big, they're still doing, they love it so much that they work in the studio and they play with all kinds of different bands, you know, they get asked to, like if you're really great, you're in demand, high demand to come and play with lots of other bands. And even a lot of people, what I like about today is a lot of people are getting together and having other artists, like Bruce Springsteen was just on that O'Ree. Matt's been on my show twice, and I promote him continually. But, you know, people are, I said, how did you get Bruce Springsteen on your CD? It's like, well, you know, he told me the story, but people have to go on and listen to the interview. Just go on blogtalkradio.com and Nancy Ryan, Ryan Rocks as the first song, listen to it, and you'll find out how Matt O'Ree got him on. But back to Tara. Tara, you're not packed yet, are you? Are you packed? It's nice in California, in LA, so you don't have to worry about winter clothes.
Yeah, I'm not packed yet. I'm probably going to pack a couple days before I go.
Right.
Only because, I guess, I don't know, I like to wear the clothes that I pack, but you're right, it's going to be warm there. Last year when we went, I actually didn't pack. I packed like it was going to be cold there, so I packed really warm clothes. And then when I realized, when I got there, I was like, oh my goodness, like, it's so much warmer here than it is back home. Like, what was I thinking?
Yes,
so now I know. Now I know, and I'm going to definitely pack warmer or, like, cooler clothes, I guess. Is what I would say, like
right.
Pack for warmer weather.
Right. Well, you just need, it does get cold in the evenings. So I lived in
It does,
San
yeah.
Diego.
It was chilly in the evenings
I lived in San Diego for 28 years. I left here in my early 30s. One-way ticket, my guitar in one hand and my suitcase in another, and I sent my youngest daughter out to her father, and off I went. I'm telling you, I love San Diego. I live right in Carlsbad. It's like 15 minutes to the airport, right on the ocean there. It's just gorgeous near La Jolla and Del Mar. And, of course, it's funny. Regis Philbin once said, the comedian, somebody asked him once, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live? And he said, Rancho Santa Fe. And Rancho Santa Fe is right behind where I live. And it's just like when you're driving into Rancho Santa Fe, you're like driving into a wonderland. It's like the golf course there is like, I mean, it's just pristine. It's like you don't see, it's just, it's almost like unreal. It's kept so beautiful. And the whole, of course, it's, I think Janet, well, I know Janet Jackson has a house there too, but it is so beautiful. And that's where I lived, like in that area. It was wonderful.
Wow, absolutely wonderful.
And the thing I like the most is that, like here, not to down New Jersey weather, but I'm not the only one that does, so it's okay. It can be a beautiful day out in the summer, and you go to the beach, and it's windy, you know, it's it's cold. And in San Diego, you go out and it's beautiful, and you go down the beach and there's no wind. It's sunny and gorgeous, and that's just life. You know, they've got the best weather in the world. So I'm a little green that you're going to L.A. and that I can't go. I wish I knew sooner. I would have said, can I come and interview you as a big, you know, star in L.A. at the NAMM? Plus, I have two friends that still work for NAMM. So I have to say hello to my friend, Alfie Groovy, who was my neighbor in Oceanside for 6.5 years. And to my other friend, Deborah Brada Pitts, who also works for NAMM there, and she's their editor. So I still have two friends that work at the corporate office, and I've been in the corporate office of NAMM. And it's like a block away from the ocean, an enormously huge, gorgeous building. You walk into this enormous office downstairs. It's all wide open, and there's a big baby grand, a black, shiny, beautiful baby grand. And anyway, I visited there, of course, a few times. And then right next door to NAMM, it's the Gemological Association. I also went in there, and GMA, I think it's called. And I went up there even to where all the vaults are and where they keep all the really expensive, because I had a friend that worked there. But, I'm like, wow, so happy for you. I'm so happy for you.
Well, thank
you
so much.
How did you get from living there last year to performing there this year?
What was the question? How did I do it?
It was, how did you get from visiting last year to performing this year? Did your mom do this for you? Did she, like, organize it or make it happen?
My mom helped out a lot. My mom is definitely really good at figuring things out and promoting me and everything like that. But we went to NAMM in Nashville about 2 years ago, 2015 was the first time that we went to NAMM, and that was in Nashville. And we went to that because we were told by my friend Rob Dye that there was a contest. There was a contest through the WIMN, which is the Women's International Network, and they were having a showcase, and they were only choosing 5 women throughout the world to come and perform at the Listening Room Cafe. And so he was like, you should just, you know, sign up, you know, send in a video, you know, whatever. And my mom and I kind of just like, okay, like, we'll see, you know, kind of what happens. And we didn't really expect anything, but they came back and said that I was accepted. So we were able to go out to Nashville and go to NAMM there. And we were able to connect with a ton of people while we were there, a ton of different companies and everything like that. And then when we went to NAMM in California, it was very last minute that we decided that we were going to go. It was just my mom and I, and like literally a week and a half to 2 weeks before NAMM in California, we were like, we should go. I think, you know, we don't really have much of a plan, but we should go. And we were able to reconnect with some of the contacts we made back in Nashville, and you know, some of them were kind enough to put in a good word for me and put in an application for me to play in Nashville again, but at the NAMM Nissan stage in Nashville. So we got approved for that.
That's fabulous.
So the band went out to Nashville in the summertime, this past summer, and we played their main Nissan stage there. And then we just, you know, applied, because I think you can apply on the NAMM site to play. And we actually submitted a video from us already playing NAMM. So, you know, it's just really about making those connections and, getting your name out there. Because the more that you do it, the more people are going to hear about you and the more that they want to see you.
Exactly.
So I think that's really helped. And then, of course, my mom knows exactly what she's doing. She has her ways. I don't really know how she does it.
Right. Well, you're a Jersey girl, right? Where were you born?
I was born at Riverview in Red Bank.
I am a Jersey girl.
I grew up in Neptune. Before my sisters were born, I grew up in Neptune. And then once my mom got pregnant with my sister. We moved to Tinton Falls, and then I had another sister.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I've been in Tinton Falls ever since.
My brother and sister-in-law live in Tinton Falls. It's nice. I like Tinton Falls. I just had a thought, and now it kind of slipped. Oh, I was thinking about how much, it's all about, too, perseverance and determination and just keep on keeping on. And like you said, the more exposure you can get, the more you're going to get a lot of exposure from this show. I'll tell you that right now. Lots and lots of promotion. So, and I'm going to put the link to your video, I guess the video that, the most recent video that's out there.
Fighter.
The one that I think that you said. Yeah, Fighter. Fighter. That's it. Thank you very much. I didn't look fast enough onto my own promo. It's right in the promo, so people can go and like watch it and listen to it. But, you're going to be all over the world. You're going to be in Brazil and Portugal, Croatia, Italy, all over. And
wow,
like
that's
said,
great.
Bruce,
thank
you. Thank you again. I always thank Bruce because, I post on about 10 of Bruce Springsteen's pages. So for any groups out there that are always allowing my Ryan Roxette Red Park Style on your on the page, on the groups, thank you so much. Because when I saw Bruce, and I had a photo with him, and I met Bruce many years ago in my 30s. I met him at the grand opening of Big Man West in Red Bank. My brother was one of the one of the guitar players. They had two lead guitarists with Clarence Clemons and the Red Bank Rockers, and they went on tour for a year and a half. Before that, he was with the James Cotton Blues Band. But he was also asked to be with Bruce, but Billy is 5 years older than Bruce and did not choose to do that. But he loves Bruce, loves Billy, and they're good friends. And so I told Bruce, I said, Bruce, it's because of you, all your fans are becoming my fans. And I feel this smile, and I asked him to come on my show. And he smiled, and he was interested. What station is it? And then I said, a stupid thing. Hello? If anybody's listening, probably Bruce isn't, but if somebody is listening, to tell Bruce, I'll do a show anytime. I'll even get up 2 in the morning to do a show with him. And I'm not a morning person. I'm a night owl. But then I said to him this, the stupidest. I said, oh, never mind, Bruce. I said, you're way too big to come on my show. That was kind of silly. That was really silly because who knows, he might have come on. Oh, hopefully one day he'll come on. We'll see. But I'm really looking forward to Light of Day. Oh, I'll put a shout out to that.
Yeah,
that's
going to be fun.
And then we'll get back to talking about you. Yeah. Have you done anything with any of the, I know that your proceeds go to Children's Cancer Fund. Right? Have you done any other
Fighter? Yes.
Light of Day. Yeah. Have you gotten involved
I'm
with
sorry?
Any others like Light of Day, so that you could perform, or Asbury Underground, I think it's called. Any of those people in Asbury to get to.
We are doing Light of Day. We're playing at Langosta Lounge on Saturday at 11.
Oh, fabulous.
So that's gonna be fun.
One of my favorite places. Saturday night.
Yeah,
I love
it's gonna be great.
Oh, we'll have to come
by.
My girl, my friend and I, we're going to the Paramount. Of course, my brother Billy's playing, actually. I'll give Danny Lopez and I'll give Paul Whistler and my brother Billy Ryan and their other player a shout-out. They'll be at the Wonder Bar at 7 p.m. And then, Taylor Trout, you just heard it, folks. Taylor is going to be, I'm so glad you mentioned that because I didn't really know.
Yeah, we're excited.
Schedule.
I love playing there, too.
I love Langosta Lounge. I have a lot of friends that play there. I was supposed to go to the Asbury. I had tickets for the Asbury New Year's Eve, and then Tony DeMeo was playing there. Anthony, Remember Jones, and when we got there, they had no tables or chairs or anything, and yet they had food. And how are you supposed to eat if you have no chairs or tables? So we went around across the street to McClune's. Nothing was happening much downstairs, and upstairs was sold out. It was a dinner sold out already. And I love the supper club, But anyway, we went to Langosta Lounge, which I love anyway, and they had a great band. The band didn't even go on till 11 o'clock, but it was a great jazz blues band. And everybody was dancing, and I had something to eat, and it was really, really a nice way to bring in the new year. So that was good. Oh, and then a friend, Karen Schwartz, I'll give her a shout-out. She went with the mayor, Ed Johnson, to Cuba. Oh, I'll give my Beverly beverage. Mm. Yeah, I don't even want to go here, but I should have eaten breakfast or something. Breakfast at, 5 o'clock? I ran out to get something and came home and I thought, you can have a cookie. I only have chocolate chip cookies. And I'm like, no, you hear me talking so much now. If I have chocolate, forget it. You never get a word in edgewise. It's hard even when I don't have chocolate. I'm not having coffee, that's bad enough. But anyway, getting back to you. That's so great. 11 o'clock, we'll get out of the Paramount. Oh, I'm so glad. I have to tell my friend. I hope she sticks around. She lives in Boundbrook. Because I'd love to come and hear your whole band together again. I haven't heard you since, well, I don't know when it was. At the Music Awards. At the Pony, right?
No, we didn't play. We played at the Music Awards last year, but not this past year.
I haven't heard you since last year.
Yeah, wow.
That's when
we're a lot better than we were last year, so I'm excited that you're coming now. Looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, where the heck did the time go? I can't believe it's a year. It feels like 2 weeks ago that I saw you and your mom. I can't believe it. Well, the older you get, the faster time goes too, I think. Wow, but you're a youngster still. You're just going to break out. You're going to really break out into the entertainment business. I feel it coming.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
The writing's on the wall, Taylor. Oh, yeah, I get, of course, Tara and Taylor, so everybody gets them mixed up.
I know.
I think
everyone does it.
I know who's who, but it's still, you go, it's like almost a, what do you call that, a tongue twister. Like, you know, I know which is which now, for sure. But,
I don't think people think that my name is Tara.
The lounge. What?
No,
I'm sorry.
Nothing. It was not a big deal.
Now, what'd you say? I didn't hear you.
No, I was going to say, because my mom and my name, I guess, are so similar, and people always, you know, will call me Tara. I think it's also confusing because my mom's profile picture is a picture of her and I, so people probably are thinking that, you know, it's Tara. But I don't think when people call me Tara, they think my name is actually Tara. I think it's just like, you know, they don't do it not knowing. But,
That's all I was going to say. They don't mean to. It's just, they're so similar. So, Taylor, that's an interesting name. Tell me about, how did you get that name, Taylor? Because usually you'd hear, you know, it as a last name. So how did your mom come up with that name for you?
You know what? I don't know.
I think
her and my dad just really liked the name Taylor. My middle name is
it's
Nicole,
cool
though. So my initials are TNT. So I think they did that on purpose. I think my grandpa, because my mom's maiden name also started with a T, and my grandpa always told my mom, like, man, I wish I named you with a middle name that started with an N so that you could be TNT. So I think my mom wanted to do that with me.
That's explosive, right?
Yeah.
Is that an oxymoron? I don't know. I have to go back to school. But, yeah, I like the name Taylor very much. And I also love that singer.
Thank you.
The singer. His last name is Taylor. Who is it? What's his first name? Mm-hmm. Or is it his first name? No. Last name. Taylor. I can't remember now. But anyway, it's age. That's all right. You'll have to forgive me. I went through, like I said, I'm a 60s generation girl, and I had music in my life, my entire life, because my mother was a singer, and I grew up listening to, it was good because my mother had such a wide variety of loves as far as taste in music. She didn't just listen to one thing, she listened to everything from Barbara Streisand to Willie Nelson to Merle Haggard. She listened to country, she listened to all the big shows, you know, West Side Story. So I got a really good education in music, and then jazz and blues. I used to sing to Nancy Wilson, who is real old. I don't know if you've ever heard her, but she's a great jazz. I got a baby on the East Coast.
Oh, yeah.
I got a gig going on the West Coast. Suitcase full of sorrows. See, you have to understand, I like to sing. Like, I do that, break out in song every now and then.
It's great.
I can do whatever I want. Hey, Taylor, that song was for you. That song was for you because you're getting ready to pack that suitcase and get out there. But you won't be full of sorrows. It's going to be full of excitement and wonderful energy. You're just going to knock them dead. You're going to blow the roof off the place. I know it. I'm so excited for you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your support.
I'm going to live vicariously through you guys. I'm going to vicariously through all my, the touring bands that have been on. And then every time I see you somewhere, then I get to do this. I get to say hello to you, and I get to say, so, people, if you want to listen to the fantastic interview I had with Taylor, go to, and then I promote myself, and I put my blog talk, you know, my and I'm going to have a great new logo up there. Oh, it's phenomenal. It's going to be so great. You're going to actually be able to see my face on this logo. The other one, you can't see it, and I'm in front of the carousel in Asbury. But this carousel is a painting, is a rather a photograph, but on metal. And it's outrageous. And my sister gave it to me on December 9th at the Asbury for my 70th birthday. And she said, Nancy, I can't even believe it. I didn't even know that your logo was a carousel. She said it's so, like it's synchronicity or something like that, some word she used. I think that was it, synchronicity. Like just did, something was meant to happen, and I was just meant to have this painting. And she bought an Allenhurst at Mr. C's. She just happened to go in there to waste time before having her hair done at Salon L in Allenhurst. And she saw this picture, and she said, oh, I have to get that for my sister. And she did. And it's going to be on my new logo, the carousel. Only this carousel is outrageous. It's all great, great colors of pinks and golds and very TNT, very explosive. And Nicole, that's a great name, too. I like that. Taylor Nicole. Taylor Tote.
Thank you.
People, Taylor Tote. I got Taylor Tote with me. Taylor Tote. I'm so excited. Tara, it was great meeting you. We're wrapping it up now. I have to get off the show. I have to start promoting my, like, gosh, I have so many nonprofits. They have all been on my radio show. So I want to, at this time, really, I've got to wrap it up. And I think I was pretty good tonight. I didn't talk as much as... You did get a word in edgewise, right? You got your message across. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Tara? There we go. I had to do it once, right? Taylor, is there anything else you would like to say before I want to thank you right now. Thank you so much for coming on my show. It's been a long time coming, and I'm so excited that you're on, and it's going to be so much fun to promote you all over. It just really warms my heart. And know that people are going to go and click on that, you know, go to your fighter and listen to it. And it's just very exciting. So is there anything else you want to say?
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. This is great. I appreciate all the work you do. You're obviously so passionate about what you do, and it's so great to hear that. I love when people are so passionate. So thank you for everything that you're doing. And then also, if anyone else wants to find out where I am, they can go to taylortote.com and on Facebook, Taylor Tote Music, and they can find out all my information there. But thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I just wish you the best in L.A. I wish I was going. Believe me, I'm trying to plan a trip in September. I haven't been back in a while, but I won't go in the winter. I have to go in the warmer weather. But, the best of luck to you, and I look forward to seeing whatever is posted up about your trip. So everybody else, thank you so much. I'm being cued at the end of my show. Thanks again, and thank you to your mom, to Tara. Thank you, Tara, for,
yes,
you know, making this all happen as well, and for all of your love of your talented daughter and your promotion of her, because it's working. So keep on keeping on. All right, everyone, that was Taylor Tote of the Taylor Tote Band, and go ahead and go to her page and listen to her video and follow her and buy her CDs. Bye-bye, honey. I'm going to talk about my nonprofits, and then I have to get off the air. This has been a wonderful show. I love all of my shows, and I get really too excited. I need somebody behind me saying, whoa, Nelly, hold it down. Your excitement is getting on people's nerves. But anyway, it's just the way I am. So here we go. All of these people have been on my radio shows. Minister Steve of Tent City of Lakewood, Gregory and Karen Nixon, Helping Hands of New Jersey, Allison Saho, City of Angels Recovery Radio, Deb Cruz, Hitting the Streets for the Homeless, Michael Schwartz, Hometown Heroes, Carlos Rodriguez, Director of the Food Bank of Monmouth and Ocean Counties, to turn my paper over here. I should know these by heart by now. Paul A. Ressler, the president and CEO of TUPAC, the Overdose Prevention Corporation Agency, and also Tim McClune, the famous restaurateur and musician, wonderful guy, Holiday Express. He is the founder of Holiday Express. And also my friend Patricia Ario, artist, who's known to me anyway as the Tilly Artist, and she's with the Info Age Science History Learning Center and Museum. Number 10, my very latest, and this is through, I'll get to that in a minute, the Jersey Shore Rescue Mission. Philip Richards, who is the director, and they're over on, I'm trying to think of the street, Monroe. I don't have the street, but it's right in Asbury Park. Memorial Drive, that's it, Memorial Drive in Asbury Park. Going on over there, they have a fabulous thrift shop, too. It's huge, it's great. And support these guys in any way that you can. They are all our angels on earth, every single one of them. I want to promote my doctor. My first sponsor ever is Dr. Inna Silman, and she, this is their third dental office, and it smiles on Broadway in Long Branch, New Jersey. She's given me my Hollywood smile, so I'm going to have to go out to Hollywood myself. And also, the second one is a Route 66 Productions, which I am, by the way, the A&R vice president. So, folks, if you have talent out there, whether it be in singing or songwriting, whether you are a sculptor, a painter, a photographer, whatever you do, get in touch with me, and I will put you in touch with the president of our company, Charles P. Stone. Okay, everybody, I think that I got everything out there. Good night, God bless, and I'll talk to you in a few weeks. All right, bye-bye, everybody.